The Underground Railroad is one of the most remarkable narratives of resistance in the history of the United States. It does not reference a tangible railroad, but rather a system of secret routes and safe houses used by enslaved African Americans, primarily in the southern United States, to escape to free states and Canada in the 19th century. The origins of the Underground Railroad can be traced back to as early as the late 18th century, when Quakers and other religious groups who disapproved of slavery started assisting slaves with their escape to free territories. These abolitionist efforts gained momentum in the 19th century as several important legislative changes occurred. With the establishment of the Fugitive Slave Act of 1793, and later a more stringent version in 1850, the need for organized aid to escaping slaves became essential. These acts mandated the return of escaped slaves to their owners and punished anyone aiding in their escape. Hence, the Underground Railroad expanded and became more structured in response to these conditions. Complex terminologies evolved in conjunction with the development of the Underground Railroad. Participants used railroad language and codes to maintain secrecy for safety reasons. Those who aided in the escape of slaves were known as conductors. The routes were called lines, and the hiding places were termed stations or depots, manned by station masters. The slaves were often referred to as cargo or passengers, while ticket was the term given to the information carried by the slaves about their safe passage. The movement of slaves depended on the geographical location and existing conditions. It was easier for slaves located closer to the northern borders, especially Pennsylvania, as it became a crucial state, having more than 1,000 miles of shared border with slaveholding states. Ebenezer Maxwell Mansion in Philadelphia and Johnson House Historic Site in Germantown were some of the many famous safe houses. Further south, the routes were complicated and dangerous due to longer distances and multiple slaveholding states. The Ohio River became a critical boundary in these regions, which slaves had to cross to reach the Freedom Area. Among the more famous conductors of the Underground Railroad was Harriet Tubman, a courageous woman who had been a slave herself. Having escaped from slavery, she returned to the South many times to guide others to freedom. Her dedication earned her the epithet Moses, and she quickly became a symbol of strength in the struggle for freedom. Innovative methods were also employed in assisting slaves. For example, in addition to night travel and concealed wagons, coded songs containing hidden messages in the lyrics were used as maps and guides. Songs like "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot" and "Wade in the Water" held coded instructions telling when and where to move. The end of the Civil War in 1865 and the passage of the 13th Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, which abolished slavery, marked the end of the Underground Railroad. But its historical significance is far-reaching. The Underground Railroad is not just a story of escape. It represents an intricate network of individuals, both black and white, fighting for freedom and against the institution of slavery. The widespread resistance against the antebellum South, coupled with the insurmountable courage showed by the fugitive slaves, played a substantial role in bringing the Civil War, leading to the end of slavery. The Underground Railroad's history and evolution lie at the heart of the struggles and resistance against slavery within the United States. Today, it serves as a poignant reminder of humanity's inherent desire for freedom and the lengths people would go to secure it. It also underscores the heroism engendered in humans when faced with a need to preserve dignity and human rights. The metamorphosis of the Underground Railroad throughout these years sheds light on the complexities, often grim, of the antebellum era.